This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's automobile sector is witnessing an unprecedented transformation driven by the aspirations of the people of the country. He highlighted the country's potential as an investment destination in the mobility sector. The Prime Minister reiterated the government's support while stressing on green technology and the Make in India initiative. He was speaking after inaugurating the six-day Bharat Mobility Global Expo 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The Prime Minister emphasized that the country stands as an outstanding destination for every investor looking to shape their future in the mobility sector. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved 11,440 crore rupees revival package for Rashtriya Ispat Nigam Limited, RINL. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav told media in New Delhi today the revival package was cleared in yesterday's cabinet meeting. He said with the help of this package, all the employees of RINL as well as all the people connected with the economic activities of RINL will be immensely benefited. A total of 12 Indian nationals serving in the Russian army have lost their lives so far in the conflict and 16 are still missing. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhi Jaiswal said death of Binil Babu of Kerala is unfortunate and the ministry has conveyed condolences to the family. He said another Indian national who was injured is receiving treatment in a hospital in Moscow. Mr. Jaiswal said 96 Indian nationals serving in the Russian army have returned and been discharged by the Russian army so far. On the situation in Bangladesh, the spokesperson said India wants friendly relations with that country.
As far as India-Bangladesh relations are concerned, we had the visit of our foreign secretary where we said that we want to move in the positive direction. We want friendly relations with the people of Bangladesh. We want India-Bangladesh relations to do well for the people of Bangladesh and the people of India. So that is what our approach is, a positive approach, and that remains.
The nomination process for the 70-member Delhi Assembly has ended today, with over 1,000 candidates filing their nominations. On the last day of nomination today, from BJP's side, Shikha Rai and Neeraj Basoya have filed their nominations. Awadh Ojha, Rakhi Bidlan and Bandana Kumari of Aam Aadmi Party, among others, also filed their nominations. Monday is the last date for the withdrawal of candidature. Meanwhile, the BJP released the party's Sankalp Patra Part 1 this afternoon. Party President J.P. Nadda released the manifesto. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the National Sports Awards 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. World Chess Champion D. Gukesh, double medalist at the Paris Olympics Manu Bhakar, men's hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh and gold medalist at the Paris Paralympics Praveen Kumar were honoured with the prestigious Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna Award. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today attended an event organised to commemorate 2024 as the Year of Naval Civilians in New Delhi. Addressing the event, Mr. Singh stressed that the military is surging forward with a big mandate and complex structure. He asserted that patriotism, valour and discipline help soldiers fulfil their responsibility of protecting the country from threats and challenges. In Maharashtra, at least 9 persons lost their lives in a road accident on the Pune-Nashik highway this morning. The mishap occurred when a Tempo collided with a minivan which then crashed into a stationary bus. SP Pune Rural said the minivan was headed towards Narayangaon when it was struck from behind by the Tempo. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has announced financial assistance of 5 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased. The Mumbai police today took a person in custody in connection with an attack on Bollywood actor Saif Ali Khan. The suspect has been brought to the Bandra police station for further questioning. The actor was stabbed by an intruder at his residence in Bandra late at night on Wednesday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.